on, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You've got termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul's an appalling dump heap, overflowing the most disgraceful sort of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nausea super nuts. You're a crooked, dirty jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
We have our next special guest who's going to join us. This young lady is a darling of many areas. I know she's definitely a darling of Boston. I met her a long time ago, and she started inspiring me when she was even younger than she is now. But I saw her show this fall when she came through Portland, and she did a cover of a Bob Dylan song that I immediately fell in love with, and I snatched it for our program, and she told me she was coming to the show tonight, so I begged her to come up and sing it with us. This is Sarah DeRose.
Sarah used to be young and unknown, now she's just young.
Sorry. She's lost it.